Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. On Broadway.
It's the Grifters bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Doug Griffiths, President and CEO of 13 Ways Incorporated, author of the book, second edition book, 13 Ways to Kill Your Community, which is a great story, a great book about how to make sure that you, all the things you want to do to make sure that your community doesn't succeed. I love the way he approaches this. I love the way you're approaching this, Doug. Millennials, what do you got to do? Are millennials leaving town? Are they coming back? Will they ever come back?
Well, if millennials are leaving town just like every other generation did. They wanted to go off and explore. But the interesting thing about millennials, I think they're more, I'm a Generation Xer, but millennials are quite misunderstood. They don't fit into our normal mindset when it comes to the structure of our businesses and our communities because of the way they've been online, but they're going to be more community focused than we've seen in a while.
You think it's because of their values? I've been saying for a long time that the millennials, as much as they can be exasperating in some ways, and I point those ways out from time to time, I do believe that they're probably the best people we've ever raised.
Yeah, they have a strong community mindset. So they don't fit into we don't understand them because they don't fit into our traditional mindset because
right.
They don't want to climb the corporate ladder.
They're not pretentious.
Get a gold watch. No.
Yeah.
And they're not chasing job titles and they're used to working online. And online, I mean, it's mm-hmm. about your contribution in a flat community with no hierarchy. And so when they come to work, they don't understand why they have to wait until they have a certain job title and a more experience before they can contribute and be valued.
Right.
And that's just the way they've operated. And once we understand that, I think we'll realize they don't need a job title. They're not precocious. They're not arrogant. And they're very community focused. So they don't want to work 80 hours a week.
Well, they are precocious and arrogant. I mean, I'm going to back you up a little bit.
Well,
they can be that a little bit that way. But no. But here's the thing: there's 84 million of them. This is the largest generation ever. If communities don't set their cap so that they can attract this generation, then you know you're gonna be in trouble.
Yeah, they're just about in the next few years to surpass the baby boomers as the largest generation, the voting generation, and the economic generation. So I explain to people, you know, water is the first chapter in the book. Don't have good quality water. That's a good way to kill your community.
Mm-hmm.
And Flint, Michigan reminded us of that. And we've had some cases in Canada of similar circumstance. But now the new infrastructure that's critical is high-speed internet connectivity.
Yep.
It's the new interstate. It's the new water infrastructure. Without it, I mean, if you don't have that connectivity, they'll go somewhere else, just like if you don't have good quality water. In fact, that is the new, next chapter of the 13 more ways to kill your community that will be coming out next year.
Right.
It is critical infrastructure.
Well, there's no question about it. And another thing that I see happening, I see communities with hidebound economic development organizations that where the leadership of the city and the economic development center still have a 20th century mindset about where the jobs are going to come from.
Yes.
Are you seeing that?
Yeah, all over. Well, that's what the book is generally about, is the attitudes and the mindset that sabotage our success. And even some of the communities that we do work in as a company, a lot of communities are trying to catch up to 2017. And yet the world is going to change more in the next 15 years, and our communities are going to change more in the next 15 years than they have in the last 150, between online medical supplies, online healthcare, online education. You watch autonomous vehicles. My bet is that 15 years from now, we will see the first mid-sized city declare that you are no longer allowed to drive in the community.
Right.
Because
right.
As soon as you've got that many autonomous vehicles.
And look at what that's going to look at the disruptions. Look at the marketplace disruptions that's going to cause.
Oh, you suddenly, the amount of money you can save on not needing subways and not needing bus service, because you're going to wind up, these autonomous vehicles 15 years from now are going to be electric.
What about the car
battery in the back? Oh, yeah. Yeah. But well, they'll be virtual. They're already talking
right.
In a lot of communities about how much space is going to become available when you go in and do a virtual test
yep.
drive
mm-hmm.
instead of having all that inventory sitting on the lot. Even the way we design our communities, you imagine these autonomous vehicles with solar-powered windows, electric battery in the back, and no driver can operate virtually. Their capital costs are the only investment. They operate mm-hmm. virtually cost-free. And then the millennials, how many of them, even me, how many of us are going to our next house in 10 years or if we don't own a vehicle? Because it costs $12,000 on average to own a vehicle
right.
for a family. And it is the number one cause of death, non-disease-related death mm-hmm. in North America.
40,000 a year in the United States.
That's right. So now you've got, people are thinking, why would I own a vehicle? It's a lot of sunk money into something that fits 95%.
But now we come back to what you said earlier. If I don't have to drive, if I can work and bank and do whatever I need to from online, I can stay off the roads. Hey,
exactly.
I gotta wind things up here, Doug. Will you come back and talk some more about this with us in the future?
Oh, I would love to. I'd be happy anytime, Jim.
Doug Griffiths. The website is 13ways.ca. That's the book, too, by the way. 13 Ways to Kill Your Community.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.